Hello, Ryushikaze again for the Fan's Eye View commentary tracks for Final Fantasy Unlimited. We're on Episode 6, Keegan Arts, the Savior of Souls, and we're just about to get ready. And by we, I mean me, Force, Avec, Tinny, and Coney. Now get yourself set to 0000. That's before even the Final Fantasy U logo is even visible. Everything should be black. So once you're ready, and I'll wait, just pause, I'll wait. We're going to get started. On 1, 2, 3, click.
And here we go.
Ooh, I'm excited.
As well,
I like how that I like how that gun turned into it.
There's the Wiimote.
Yep.
There's like three Wiimotes stacked on top of each other.
I can hear the show from someone's stream.
That chocobo is frightening.
I think it's kind of cute.
Frighteningly cute? Kakawaii even?
Why was it honking? Oh no, it's the Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Well, isn't that exciting? Bad that I just read that as fuck!
I kind of like this song, but these stars are so totally random.
Why is there shapes?
Because they needed to use their CG render engine, and they had no idea what to do with it.
So, like, they just downloaded it, and they're like, look at all the cool things I can do!
No, basically they'd gotten done with the Spirits Within, and the guys higher up said, use this! We need to make back our money! And then they did it.
They're just like, look at how cool and dynamic we are.
Yeah.
Look at all these lines.
Which we've also commentated on, incidentally.
Yes. The long and the short of it, folks, for those of you who have not seen the TS, the Spirits Within commentary, that movie should never have been called Final Fantasy. That's what killed it.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's all about marketing. I always think that Square Enix needs a new PR department. Or not PR, but like marketing.
Even Squaresoft is lousy marketing. They've never been good at marketing.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's true. Hey, it's Cosmo. Cosmos.
Yep. She's the FF13 version of Cosmos. Yeah, I have decided this, thus it is true. A little too much.
And the mushroom guy. Oh, is that the boat that you told me died? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just
going
angry.
That shit.
Go, go, gadget hammers.
He survived! Oh, spoiler, I didn't watch him survive yet. I didn't think that he would survive. What?
Maybe he didn't.
Hey, look, it's Fabula!
This is the face that looks like it's having a little too much fun.
Mm. Ooh. Oh, dude, I remember, though. That guy was like, hey, I'm going to do my best impression of Damon from, Yondum.
Yeah.
Yes. GD Gundam. I was expecting Domo. This guy to strike me with his golden finger. Shining
finger. Golden finger!
Funny. Okay.
Yes.
So, somehow we've got an echo going on. Oh! Someone's... you know what? Someone's headphones have a microphone in them. That's why we've got that little echo.
Not ours.
Yeah.
I don't have a separate microphone.
Hi. I'm just wearing earbuds.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to start over again?
Nah. I'll see if I can... Fuck it! At this point... We're 4 minutes in.
Yeah, okay, people was gonna be like, what's going on? This is weird. Yeah. Awkward.
For the record, this is one of the more hilarious technical problems we've had.
And we're just like, fuck it, we're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Don't care.
It's not too distracting, okay. Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I can only hear it when it's soft enough, and this is generally a loud enough thing anyways, so.
Well, that, and you could just sync up the sound with me.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't be able to hear it at all.
The hell is that?
What's
that?
Why does it have binoculars on its head? What the hell? What?
I was thinking they were flashlights, but hey, that's what
it's
saying.
It's a spy bot.
It was a cockroach with a rocket pack.
How would you want them hair?
That sounds kind of awesome.
So it's the blue
How
beetle?
How dare you? I throw
you
my
don't throw food at no face.
Jeez.
Whoa.
God damn it, guys! Where's my food? I want the black wing kill. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Why are you still alive?
It looks like without the head.
Because as long as one spore of his remains, he will return.
Oh, so it's Genova.
Fungus.
Basically.
God. I never thought of it that way.
And this is Pollen
An onion salt. Head over here.
Yeah.
Also kind of looks like the Grinch.
She's a flower.
A little bit.
She looks like, in Digimon, what the cactus evolved into. I don't remember. Ixiemon or something?
Yeah.
That's what she looks like to me. I act just like Mimi.
Has to hug you.
Except evil.
Oh, look how thin he is, aren't thin. What the hell am I saying?
I'm drowning in your eggnog. Get that damn Hello. Bird away from
me. Oh, it's a chocobo.
Poor chocobo.
This chocobo always seems to be in a bad way.
Don't give him your water.
Don't worry. Chocobo will get his. He will get his. And it will be glorious.
Boom shot.
Yep.
Oh, those aren't normal. That's not what those look like.
They change all the time.
Don't worry. The next time you see them, they will look different. So that is not
healthy.
What they look like.
Healthy. As long as they don't start dancing in opposite directions.
I don't think they really move. They just sort of change off camera. They're like hexadecimal's face. Every time you see them, they're different, but you never see them move.
So it's like Yusei's jacket in the Yu Yu Hakusho movie. Where it keeps changing length?
Yes.
I feel like having a long jacket now. Also, I never really understood why you would choose to go into battle with a miniskirt.
It doesn't make sense. It really just doesn't.
I mean, if you're already wearing one and you happen to get
it's
caught...
It's aesthetically battle, pleasing.
The art of distraction?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Don't worry, I don't actually have something there. It's just a black void.
Oh,
well, that might also be distracting.
Yeah. Hey,
that's kind of creepy.
Have you never seen Keiko Kamen? Muffication. It's the ultimate killing technique.
What?
All the flowers would have lots of extra
a
special
little fairy.
They would sit and talk to me for hours. I'm gonna eat another donut. I don't know. This really does remind me a lot of, like, the later seasons of Digimon.
In that it was basically an acid trip all from start to finish?
Yeah. At least the first two seasons of Digimon had plots.
I never watched Digimon.
How would you know
between all the filler? Because I remember managing to, like, catch four episodes in a row and nothing happened. And then I stopped.
Now something's happening
here,
though.
Oh, those are much bigger
though. Than I thought they were. What the hell did little
pumpkin monsters? Zone Eater!
I would like to nom you. They're
just
really
so
dropping
know.
The fruit.
In
this
fact,
is not really effective.
Do they really have no way to defend themselves? They're just wandering around through time and space.
Oh, is she
no
going
to
do
weapons.
Her?
She's going
nothing.
To do her
she's
thing.
Got some
she's doing magic. Her thingy.
Okay, I haven't seen any of her stuff yet, so...
She doesn't attack often, but I think that's literally because her...
Whoa.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Jeez.
women are only allowed to attack if they're protecting young children, acting as a lover, or are disguised as a man.
That's sexist.
Nope.
So she's a man with tits, okay.
That's a romantic archetype.
Decision made.
Yep.
There you go.
But no, Lisa...
Tsukuba knows best.
Lisa's code name is Pacifist, so she will do anything but fight if she can help it.
I'm supposed to be the innocent one.
I trained hard for years so I could just not do anything until, like, once a battle.
I trained for years to have peace of mind and nothing else.
Basically, she's Ranma with a slightly happier upbringing.
Hello.
Whoa.
And less chance of tentacle rape.
I don't know where this is going.
Tentacles.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, but it's female on female tentacles.
Mm. So, okay. Hentai. There are no rules in hentai.
It's Yuri tentacles. And hey, in this case, it's even more appropriate to call it Yuri because she's a lily.
Wow. I wouldn't even have thought of that.
As furious I am with my shit finger.
Look at a boob struggling against the tentacles.
Oh god, this is just getting worse. So you're going to eat her.
Or the big pumpkin things are going to eat her.
Because we're useless.
They are entirely useless.
Hey. At least they're not as useless as cooking.
Oh, that's right.
The little purse eater thing.
Will grant any wish, but, you know, she just can't wish for her parents to come back. You know? Oh. Then the show would be
That'd
over.
Be a twist if that's where the parents... A computer? If that's where her parents ended up being the whole time.
Inside the punch book? Yes.
What?
The hell is that?
Why did it have legs?
I don't know.
Because it was a creature, not a scrub brush.
Hey, let's just forget about that lady and just start running around like idiots.
That seems like their plan, yes.
Maybe
fact,
we'll just
running around like idiots seems to be the whole of their plan.
Teacher, just leave those kids alone. Alright, spoiler alert, the pink thing is really a man.
What?
You can tell that she's struggling because her hands tremble.
And her cheeks are rosy.
Oh no, her cheeks are always rosy.
Look at all the ripples. So small at first, but see how they grow.
Oh my goodness. I love that movie.
What?
But someone has to start them. Okay, this is not time to...
Oh, face powers activate!
Moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. Oh, God.
She's got the moves like Bowie.
Yeah.
I like Bowie's moves.
Pants, magic pants.
Yes.
Junk, magic junk.
While David Bowie looks on, twirling his big balls.
Busy empire, busy being the emperor.
Or sometimes four.
Yes.
Grandmother Willow.
In 12 hours and 26 minutes, you'll be mine.
That was such awkward leg positioning, so they didn't have to draw up the skirt.
Wait. She used... I don't get so... She attacked with water and they caught on fire?
It's she like Kujata in FF7.
She set fire to the rain.
So,
you know the joke that you're so bad you could burn water? That's basically her trick.
Yep.
I've never heard so bad you could burn water.
Really? You've never heard you could suck up a cow?
You could make a mess out of a soup sandwich.
I vote we sing Adele songs now, though. And set fire to the rain.
Okay. I like Adele, okay, I'm not a big fan of Set Fire to the Rain. It was okay at first, but now they played it so often that I just want to kill my radio. One time I was driving to work and it was on three different stations. I'm just like, no.
I don't really hear it that often, but maybe I just listen to the right stations.
Well.
Do you have radio stations out where you live?
Huh. What'd you say?
He looks like a dot hack reject.
Ah, see, he just explained why the water broke.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I am paying attention.
Hey, just because they explain how it happens doesn't mean it's not bullshit.
Well, yes.
Most of the time, it's even bigger bullshit when they explain how it happens. That's how it works on Star Trek.
The planets align just so, and so we can do stuff. I actually have two eyes. I just like being really cool with my broken sunglasses.
Yes, that's entirely how it is. There's no practical purpose to those at all.
You know how most protagonists have lots of belts? Oh, cool, you killed her with your water fire.
Yeah, when did the child go down? I don't remember seeing it.
It literally, they just got the water exploded on them, and she fell in. And then apparently got a lung full.
Wait, is that a boy?
The green one's a boy.
Yes.
Why is that a boy?
Did you miss me talking about this earlier?
Breathe.
Because they stole Palom and Porom wholesale, so one of them had to be a boy. Except they couldn't be magical or funny.
I'm trying to figure out why anime always does that hand position. Who held their hands like that? With the one two middle fingers together.
The one person who they got to be a hand model.
Well, no, the thing is, hands are a lot easier to draw if you do them that way, because then they can't measure the other fingers against each other.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Why not?
Apparently, people in Japan.
Why not what?
Why you wouldn't be able to measure?
I'm going to accessorize my girly hair with another girly feather.
I like the giant screw that holds his cape on.
No, that's a bell.
The bell?
I think.
Huh. It looks like a screw.
We'll just call it a big screw. We'll just call it a screw bell. It looks like.
Hey, can you imagine?
I like the idea that it's a screw better.
Like, I'll save you, children. Yeah. Oh god, if it's taking this long to revive her, she's gone, dude.
Yeah, oh, you cracked.
A few months ago, there was a story in the news here about
You got about 6 minutes.
Some guy had a heart attack, and the paramedics spent like an hour and a half, and they revived him.
Yeah. Well. In this case, it's basically more trying to get the water out of her rather than her heart has stopped, I think. But you got rid of about 6 minutes before permanent brain damage.
Yeah, it's like Priscilla, basically. Although he doesn't do any CPR, he just breathes into her mouth.
Oh, so now you're just going to say, please. I'm not going to try anymore, I'm just going to say please, and maybe that'll work.
Well, she's also going to make glowy ripples appear, and Deus Ex Machina it out. You know, because Deus Ex Machina got us into this situation, it might as well get us out. And the animation quality just got so much better for, like, 2 seconds. And then they blew their entire budget for the episode on these, like, quick shots.
I want to take that little wisp of bangs on that little girl and, like, move it. It's just awkward. It's supposed to be stylish.
What's with her three eyelashes?
Yeah. Like, what the hell,
She
man?
Forgot which one she was supposed to plug, her eyelash or her eyebrow.
No. She's very, like, tiny, like, minorly emo. And so instead of having the huge ring of dark lashes around it, she's only got the three. And so if she ever got more emo, they'd just start growing.
No, it's supposed to be make sure that she's pretty, because if you notice, the little girl doesn't have any. So yeah. She's got so many eyelashes that she's even got some on the bottom, man. I'm, like, totally not ripping off Vincent from Final Fantasy VII.
He isn't!
Not even a little.
That's the thing. Vincent is ripping him off!
Sharp gray.
That's the part that blows my
His
mind
looking
back on
colors are terrible.
This.
They ruin the show. Like, it just seems so weird. Like, it's got these weird color names, like sharp gray, water blue.
What are you talking? What ruins the show?
The
colors for the bullets. Like, I don't even understand how that's supposed to be cool.
Well, it's stuff
Russia
in the bullets,
white.
Right?
Russia white, yeah.
Yeah, but the way he calls them.
Oh,
yeah, no.
It's just weird for him to call them the
granny
colors.
Have you?
Yeah, I want to hear him say that.
Razzmatazz!
I find it interesting that you think that, of all things, ruins the the fiction of the show here.
Oh, good, otherwise.
For me, it actually...
This makes perfect sense if he didn't just name his bullets.
Why couldn't he name
them? Oh, yeah, he did all that from inside one of them. That's the great thing. Beam whale attack! No, naming the soil, for me, that's what actually makes this show. Not because it makes it better, but it just makes it complete. It's the bizarrity, the absurdity, the what the hell? This is Bismarck.
Oh, yeah, right.
He appeared in FF6.
Yep. That was significantly more effective than Ixion.
Yeah.
And Shiva was really lame.
Well, Shiva was effective, but yes, incredibly lame.
What just happened?
I missed Ixion last episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
It didn't look like Yuna's Ixion.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
It looked like a Pokemon.
Were you dressed by a monkey? What's with her neck? Oh
a
my
scarf?
God.
Yeah, no, she had to get a new set of clothing once she showed up in the universe, so she's wearing local fashions. Local fashion is kind of created by stoners.
Oops.
Yeah, but what's with her hair? What's with that, like, random little wisp? Is that just attached by nothing? If she pulls it out, will she die?
Wow.
Oh,
right. Yay! Cliffhanger.
Hey, well, it's the best
Waller,
part of the show.
Yeah. The epileptic chocobo?
I am so thirsty. It's getting really bad. It's burning up inside of me. I should get a drink of water. Just like torture, I can't take it ever since I fell in love with you.
I don't understand how these lyrics even fit the show.
My heart
did they ever in anime?
Girl with hair
sometimes
like...
they do!
Please, God.
Once in a blue moon, they're allowed to.
Can you please give me wings? Dude, I remember...
It's like an Atari. It's like an Atari.
Chocobo is my favorite part.
I love the chocobo that explodes. That's my favorite.
Explodabo.
Yeah, but those ones look like, as if they were on, like, an Atari or something.
No, they're much too high resolution to be on an Atari.
No, not, like, these ones right here when they're, like, super up close.
Hmm.
It could be, like, an Atari.
I like the one that runs around.
Yeah.
I like the
little baby. Juggle.
Ooh, a high res one.
Yeah.
This one's just like, hey, look at me.
So strange.
Yes.
Was it time for another prophecy?
Prophecy.
I predict that the same thing will happen in the next episode.
The fight monsters, and then one dude will come with a gun and...
excellent!
Save them, but it won't save them.
We meet the crazy lady.
She's crying or something.
Crying, or is that just sparkles?
It's deep. Because
yes.
It's...
Is crying not always sparkles in anime?
Unless it's rivers.
Yeah.
Depends if it's a serious cry or not.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Next episode, another hilarious recurring character, in that they make, more no sense.
Yeah.
More no sense?
In this case, you start it making no sense, and then you start making more no sense.
See, in this context, no, that makes perfect sense.
I think that's a very good tip.
Did I just watch?
Final Fantasy Unlimited.
Would you like to get that part of your life back now?
So,
I'm never going to get rid of this Twitch.
Just remember, you now know what it's like to drop acid.
Well, now I don't have to try it. Therefore, my life
is... Imagine watching the show on acid.
If you watch this show on acid, you see Azumanga Daioh.
Maybe it makes sense.
It sounds scary.
I get it now. Oh my gosh.
If you have something hilarious and stupid to say, say it now.
I got nothing.
Something stupid and hilarious.
All right. And the saddest part? I wasn't recording yet. But I am now.
Way to fail. All
right.
I was recording. All of my gems of wisdom lost.
We will have to have you have more. Anyways, but so they found...
No, that's the kind of thing that doesn't happen twice.
I'm sorry. Once in a lifetime, you get to be smart. That's got to stink. I mean, ow. But no, so the last thing they did was meet the Wonderland Resistance Army, and Cid specifically, and then their shit got blowed up, and Cid said, I'll help you escape. I've got this awesome boat. Let me just love on it a bit.
Yeah, and pretty much what he did.
You had my boat.
But then the boat dies.
Yeah. But before that, the boat gets a little dented, and so Cid goes massive fuckering, you know, who the hell do you think I am, aggro? Hello again, Ryushikaze here for the Fan's Eye View fan commentary tracks for Final Fantasy Unlimited. We're ready for Episode 6, Keegan Arts, the Savior of Souls. Joining me today are Force, Avec, Tenyo, and Koni. So, we're just about ready to go. Make sure that you've got Episode 6 started up and you are on the very start, like 0000, before even the FFU logo starts spinning up at all, because we are about to start in 1, 2, 3, click.
Exciting.
Absolutely exciting.
Looks like a Wiimote in there. I'm already lost. I missed episode 5. Oops.
It really wouldn't have made anything.
All right.
Have you seen this show?
I'm derped out, but I'm back.
I know.
All right. Switching over to... Oh, nothing much. Dubbed English audio.
I still keep forgetting that the little boy is a little boy.
I really don't blame you.
What are you doing, Jokobo? It's a really bizarre opening.
Well, the
I
rest
know.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Did we start yet?
Yes. Oh, shit. Have you not started?
I derped out when you guys started.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, no, we could be just...
That's why I said, what did I miss?
Yeah, okay, sorry. I thought you had managed to get started. That's fine. Considering what happened when we did the ACC commentary, this is nothing.
Dude, stop bringing that up already. Jeez.
There's what happened to Force.
Like, it sounds like they started yet.
Yeah.
But they said nothing happened while I was gone.
Yeah.
They lied to me.
Well, no, nothing had happened. It was just the, hi, everybody! So.
Yeah, I heard my name, and then my connection just derped.
Yeah, well, no, I heard you go derp real quick, and I'm like, oh, shit. Did you actually go? Just, yeah, so. I'll redo the introduction. And
yeah, okay. Everybody back to 0000000.
Yep.
I'm
sorry! I am ashamed.
It's okay, we'll forgive you.
Yes.
Okay.
This time.
We've all, except technically for Avec, had our own massive fuck-ups that I've had to deal with.
It's all on you, brother.
And that includes me having a massive fuck-up that I've had to deal with.
You have to deal with your own problems.
Yeah, and everybody else's. So, when we were doing the Legend of the Crystals commentaries... My audio stream decided, no, I don't want to do this right now. And so it stopped recording the pauses between talking. So I had to manually go in and insert like 45 minutes worth of pauses so that I was actually synced back up with Force and Tenny.
Eee.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yep. All right.
On the bright side, I do have a loaf of bread next to me.
Glorious non-sequiturs ahoy. Anyways.
Well, that makes everything better.
Yes.
I know.
I have a bag of Doritos and a can of Sprite.
I have pistachios
and
sheer
Doritos over on the side of my couch.
I have combos.
All right.
I got a mountain by my foot.
Well,
quickly while her connection works.
Yes.
Yes, please.
All right, everybody shut up.